for listening to Why So Curious. You might be one of those people who gets up at the crack of dawn on Saturdays to head down to your local farmer's market, or you might not. Why So listener Gabrielle Seville is not. She lives in Yellow Springs, where the farmer's market runs from 7 a.m. to noon, and she has a question about that.
This is Why So Curious, and my question is, why so early? Why is the farmer's market over by noon?
Chances are you've heard her question on our airwaves before. In honor of National Farmers Market Week, Why So Curious is taking it on. Here's Will Davis.
I'm not a morning person, so without any judgment, I talked to Gabrielle Seville, and she was slightly embarrassed by the notoriety of her question.
You know, if I had known that that would have been one of the sound bites that would be circulating in the Miami Valley, I probably would have come up with, why don't we have world peace, or, you know.
Well, I'll tackle world peace after my morning coffee. But I asked Gabrielle, why does she even care about farmers markets?
Because I've heard these legendary stories about the Yellow Springs farmers market, that if you get there at 7 a.m., there are throngs of people you never see at any other time, who are standing in line for croissants that are small batched in from Cincinnati, or all these things. There are these legendary things. And I guess if I were willing to be there at 7 o'clock in the morning, I could find out. But Friday night is, you know, a night to be out.
Thank God it's...
So I've lived in Yellow Springs for 20 years, and I've never been to the farmer's market. It happens way too early for me. But I had a job to do, so I set my alarm for 6 a.m. on a Saturday morning. The Yellow Springs farmer's market is downtown in the parking lot of a shopping area called King's Yard. It's just after sunrise when I get there. People are lined up at several tents, including Blue Oven Bakery. These are the croissants that Gabrielle was talking about. Baker Charles Hansen says he sells at lots of markets, and this one is different.
This farmer's market is the earliest we do, and personally, I spend the night at the bakery just to do it.
But he says it's worth the trouble. He always sells out.
I probably bought 250 loaves of bread, 150 croissants, and 350 muffins today, and 4 hours go by, and boom, gone. It's crazy. And trust me, there's a nap involved in my day after this.
So is Yellow Springs unusual? Well, the Troy and Trotwood farmers markets are both from 9 to 2. In Springfield, the Saturday market is from 9 to 12:30. Turns out there's really no agreement on the best time for a farmers market.
Well, I would say the majority right now are Saturday mornings.
That's Christy Welsh. She's the farmers market specialist at Ohio State. She says you have to think about lots of things when scheduling a farmers market.
It really depends on the location and what's going to be most beneficial for the consumers and the producers.
The location. That's what market organizer Michelle Burns says is the reason why the Yellow Springs Farmers Market closes so early. Burns reminds me it's in a parking lot that belongs to a group of local shops.
Because they were running the King's Yard businesses, they wanted the vendors to be gone by the time that area really started picking up during the day. So most of those shops open 11 or 12 and we're out of there by then.
Step aside, farmers. Make way for fair trade crafts. Burns has heard complaints, but 7 to noon is just fine for plenty of folks. Like regulars Deborah Oswald and Karen Kimber, by 8 a.m., they're already leaving the market with almost everything they wanted.
I think it's too early. I like to get up early and come to market, and then you get on with the rest of your day.
And you do have to get here early because today we didn't even get greens because the greens were gone.
So, Gabrielle, we snooze, we lose. But hey, the next time I'm up that early, I'll pick you up one of those small batch croissants.
Ooh, thanks.
For WYSO, I'm Will Davis.
Why So Curious is WYSO's series that answers your questions about the Miami Valley's history, people, or economy. Tell us what you're curious about today by going to WYSO.org to ask your own question.